The Western Huddle for everything AFL, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Big goal for the West Coast Eagles.
92.9 Triple M Perth.
Hello, welcome to the Western Huddle. Tuesday, September 7th, of course. Prelim final week 40. You up and about?
Oh, am I up and about? It's just not the prelims that have got me up and about, Tommy. There's a lot of footy and a lot of footy news happening in Perth that has got me right up and about. And you know what I'm talking about.
Let's get straight to it. So, Lachie Neale.
In an unproven footy theories segment back in August 24th, yeah. I said this, Tommy. I believe that in the Lachie Neale family camp, maybe his significant other,
Jules,
is not quite enjoying the Queensland experience, although he's a happy
camper. Are you saying Lachie Neale's coming back to Freo?
I'm suggesting there is a hint from his significant other to find a way back west at some stage. Proven. Unproven footy theories has proven its first one for the season. The biggest story in the AFL dropped right here on the Western Huddle with you and I, Tommy.
It kind of dropped.
What do you mean it kind of dropped?
You said you thought there might be a small chance. You didn't really.
I had to gently meander around some of the sensitivities in that story, Tommy.
Wouldn't it?
I knew too much.
Wouldn't it be great in the off-season? We get Ryan Daniels on.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what? I was listening that day and I went and did some digging and I made a few calls and found out it's actually true.
Well, he knows that I dropped the story. He spoke about it in a podcast yesterday.
He pretended he didn't know about the podcast.
You know what he said at the end of it? He said, well done, 40, in a sort of dismissive way. No, Rhino, fair credit
it's
to
a big...
him. He got the sniff I had the sniff, ran with it, actually did homework. I just dropped it in the unproven footy.
Just got a WhatsApp group message and read it out on air.
Yeah, that's it. But big story in the AFL, big story for Fremantle.
Am I the only one that looks at that story and goes, I wonder how he got it, who he spoke to, how he knows it's accurate, what time he dropped it, how that all plays out? I find it fascinating.
Well, I think the clues, if I was going to paper trail the story, I don't think the clues would have come from too much in from Lachie Neale or maybe a manager side of it. I reckon the clues might have come from Lachie Neale's partner, Jules, and where she wants to come back to Perth and maybe some of those family members.
Yeah, but the sniff might have come from there, but he has to then go and speak to get someone involved in the closest circle, probably someone from Freo or Lachie Neale himself or Lachie Neale's camp.
I don't think he spoke to Lachie Neale, but...
Well, who knows what message they want to get out. Because it certainly does make it better for Freo, right? Last week, we were talking about how everybody wants to leave, no one wants to stay there. Mm. And now it's kind of the narrative changes to an next great at the club wants to come back. Like, it does well for them. But let me just say this. If they give up any more, I don't even think they should give up a first-round pick for him.
The pick eight, which Fremantle has?
I think he's worth it. Don't get me wrong about that. But I don't think he's what they need in their current situation.
Well, we all know it. It's been discussed in the last 24 hours, 48 hours. He's not in Fremantle's plans. They planned the rest of the future without him.
But you can't have three midfielders 29 years and older.
No, but
you can't have him, Fifey and Mundy all running around.
When a Brownlow medalist says, I would like to return to this club with another Brownlow medalist and be an impact in your midfield, what are you going to do? Say, oh, nah, we're fine.
Well, they can't. I get that side of it. And Brisbane aren't going to let him go for probably that pick.
No one can move in this situation apart from Lachie Neale. It's a situation where Fremantle just, it's like when you go to Bali and you're trying to buy the sunglasses from the bloke on the street. Don't pretend you're too interested. And then when push comes to shove, pay the right price. And if it's pick eight, it's pick eight. Don't forget we've got Chera up our sleeve to maybe find ourselves in the draft still.
Well, that's the pick you'll get. So the pick six from Carlton, if you get it, will become pick eight after the picks at the top of the draft. I just don't think you should give it up. I don't think that you need Mundy, Fife and Neale. I don't think your premiership window as a club is open in the next 3 years. Do you?
Well, I think if you put Lachie Neale in that situation, there is a window again.
Okay. So that's just a different...
Yeah.
I don't see when you've got, you need games into Young, games into Darcy, games into Brayshaw, more game. I don't think if they're going to be your leaders or the core of your premiership side, that they're ready in 3 years.
So
I hope I'm wrong for you, but
As I say, well, I'll ask you this. 2022, round one, is Lachie Neale in the purple?
100%.
He is.
He will get there.
Right.
They'll make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I think they'll keep one of their picks and use the other one. They'll have their own first round pick and they'll have the one from the Armchera thing. I think they'll keep one, go to the draft. They should take a key forward and they should use the other one to get Lachie Neale. But the thing I think that Freo fans are forgetting, he walked out on your club.
Well, no, we haven't forgotten that.
He walked out to Brisbane, not even back home, left with years left on his contract, and now you want him back, and he's doing the same thing to Brisbane. So,
no,
I don't know.
I think he sounds like a character. He's a manipulative player, isn't he? He manipulates situations for his benefit.
And but this is not a dig at Lockie.
The best players are selfish.
Yeah, but I think if you can do that in any industry, like if someone comes to you today and say, hey, there's a gig for you in Melbourne, 40, I'm going to give you 30% more, you'd be like, where do I sign? Like your loyalty to a your organisation goes
not
pretty
true,
quickly.
Tom, you know, I wouldn't do that.
I'd go for 10. So, of course, huge week. A bit of news just quickly to get through.
Yep.
Friday night sold out in one day.
Yeah, not
so 60,000 cracker.
Got it too.
I reckon last week, if the GWS game, if that was Sydney, would have sold out.
And I
the
think
big Bud Show
and a little bit of Toby Green would have sold another 10,000. I reckon.
Were you there?
Game. Yeah, I was there. Hang on.
I was there.
I was
trying to see you down the bottom from the little pleb seats.
I got sent a photo of you in some very plush seats in the Premiership Terrace, it looked like.
Victory Lounge, mate. Get it right.
And
the big dogs.
What I saw on your feet did not look appropriate, mate. You're wearing slippers in the Victory Lounge.
Well, they're not slippers. They're sketches. Yeah, nice.
Is
and comfy.
There laces on them?
Nah.
You slide into them?
Yep.
Do you wear socks?
I wore socks.
But you sometimes go sockless in them?
Nah, because they smell too much and I can't wear them again.
And they look beige in the photo, so they awfully look like slippers. But what I noticed in the photo, there was some very, very interesting individuals sitting behind you, in front of you.
The big dogs were there. To be honest, I'm not sure how I got an invite.
Well,
thank you very much to the AFL. Okay. Let me say, if you get a chance to go to the Victory Lounge, just say yes. Don't think twice. It's remarkable.
Is that bloke...
Leather reclining seats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're at Gold Class.
That bloke on your back left, was that who I thought it was?
Which one? Goiter?
Back. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Richard Goiter was there in the presentation.
You get to hear anything he said?
I was eating the seafood, mate. Just scoffing down the ex-mouth bugs. Wasn't paying attention. Him and Skeeter. So Skeeter interviewed Richard Goiter.
Right.
Some of the other media people were there. There was...
More media people.
Yeah. Mark Duffield from the West.
Duff got an invite.
Quarters from the West. Nick Rinn got an invite.
From that other podcast.
Yeah.
Am I not there?
I don't know. You've obviously done something wrong, but you're on the big news.
Yeah.
I'm going back this week too, so.
Yeah, oh, turn it up.
Made a big impression.
Are you going to wear different shoes?
Nah, I've only got one pair. No one cares about that. No. Grand Final Parade, cancelled.
Yes.
Won't be on, so disappointed actually. I thought they'd do something here.
The pull of Basil, I thought, could have brought that to town, but what we're hearing is... the terrorism threat that the AFL has obviously put out there, but
that's not real. That's a piss take, surely.
I don't think that parade was going to go ahead, whether it was in Perth or Melbourne.
Can you just?
I think that was scrapped from the get go, and they've had to finally. They're just trying to find a soft way to cancel it. Mind you, big story here. It's scrapped over in Melbourne. They couldn't give a cock a hoot.
Yeah.
Because it's not theirs anymore.
Can you imagine like the meetings and the Al-Qaeda kind of set up? You know, like, okay, so where are we going to go next month? What have we got? What's happening in New York? Oh, yeah, cool. What about in Australia? Oh, there's a grand final. Yeah, what, the game? No. We got a chance to take out the grand final parade and the green cactus. We can get them both in one foul swoop.
With a gel blaster or something.
Please. Anyway, let's get on to Freo. We did West Coast last week, our review for the season.
Spot on.
Likes and dislikes from their year. Mm. Mr. Fremantle, the reins are with you.
Well, the Fremantle review is in. I had a good look over it last night and I presented it to you this morning. We finished 11th, 10 wins, 12 losses. We finished one spot higher than we did in season 2020. But overall, not a pass mark for the Fremantle Dockers. I'll go through my three good.
Okay.
And then I'll go through my three bad for the season. First on the good list, always good to start positive, Sean Darcy.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Good to have him firstly on the park. An unbelievable season, a season that took him to new heights. But to be able to get the 21 games out of him, his previous best, previous last season was 15. That helps. 24 goals for the season as well. His previous best again was 12. So he's doubling himself up there. 599 hitouts. Best hit out season previous to that was 330 and the 98 clearances just to go with. So he was a class above. He's found He's found his body. He's found his tap work. He's found what he needs to be a successful ruckman for the Dockers in years to come. And I got to admit, if you're going to sell the farm, you sell the farm for Sean Darcy.
Yeah, he's a good. There's a bit of Oscar Allen and Jack Darling about Sean Darcy.
Well, okay, how's that?
Goes down a bit.
Sean Darcy. I know. Don't you say that about Shawnee. Now, Hordor, as they call him, Hordor. He
always looks like he's injured. Then he gets up 3 minutes later. And
no,
runs.
You're right.
So does Oscar, and so does Jack. There's quite a few people that
Callum
do it.
Callum Sinclair for Sydney used to do it a fair bit.
Looks like he's been taken out by a sniper.
He used
in the
to
stadium.
Be like that, mate. But he's toughened right up, and he's a ruckman.
Well, he played through that knee injury this year.
He now inserts
season.
Pain. He inserts pain into opposition.
Top three ruckman in the comp
right now.
Yep.
Oh, gee. Well, Max Gawn.
Yeah, Nick
obviously.
Nat.
Nick Nat.
And then Darcy and Brody Grundy would be the next level. And then Tom Hickey.
Yeah.
That's my tier.
Yeah, it's not a bad tier. He's in that conversation.
He's a kid too. Imagine him in 5 years.
My second good for the season. And I've got it's off kilter, but the retro jumper still lands in my good for the season. What it did for the Frio soul, when Justin Longmire came into that coaching position, he said, I want to bring Fremantle back to Fremantle. Make it feel like Fremantle again. They are stuck out at Coburn, but he wanted to bring the Fremantle-ness back to Freo. The purple was out, but he found a way. I don't know whether it was his messaging or having the anchor there, it brought a little bit of – it just brought a bit back to the club. And as I said during this podcast a few times, I feel like that's the softening, that retro special Guernsey. I feel that anchor will come back to the Fremantle Dockers.
Good.
You know, the numbers only show it sold out in 40 minutes at the club store. They had all the more in. They didn't realise how popular it was going to be. They've created a movement there. The anchor will be back. And I was a big fan of the retro Guernsey. And the other, well, actually, I've put this right in the wrong spot. We better move on to the bad because.
Only two likes for the season.
Yeah. just looked at it here. My bad is gone right into the third spot here. So can we move on to the bad?
Oh, you bad. Easy.
Wasn't a great season, but Fife's goal kicking goes straight into the top of the bad list.
Was he 117 or something at some point this year?
Well, he ended up 6 goals, 21.
Yeah.
And now that's a lot of shots on goal, but it ain't winning you any games.
It's dog shit. That's what it is.
That's what it is. And to the extent that we saw for the first time ever, I think after a game of AFL football, a player go out.
I saw that at Optus.
And practice his goal kicking.
Yeah.
And then whilst he's doing it, has the impression that he can tell the photographer bloke that's snapping him on field to buzz off. Mate, what do you reckon about the other commentators wrapping up the game in the box? They all saw you, mate. So that was a low for Fifey.
Okay.
And that's a low for mine. I'm also going to stick in there the stat sheet for Fremantle. The stat sheet did not read well. If you have a look at some of these things. So just on average, the crowd was down 10,000 people from the 2019 attendance. So I won't take 2020 into account, but I'll take 2019 in. Down 10,000.
No one's going to games all around the country.
No, they're not. But
people have gotten used to sitting at home, I reckon.
The Wharfies have a different sort of passion.
Yeah.
But to see them vote with their feet, essentially, not ideal for the Fremantle Footy Club, a club that hasn't quite got the same sort of cash as the West Coast and the Adelaide Crows. They need
people to go
marching with their feet. So down 10,000. I didn't like the fact that we only could manage 2 wins against the top 8 teams.
Yeah.
Really, basically, once we were fixtured against a team that was anywhere north of the ladder, it was an instant loss for us. You've got to be better there. If you want to be anywhere near it, you've got to be beating top 8 teams on the reg. And this one surprised me when I went digging. We finished 17th in the league for tackles and 18th for tackles inside our forward 50. Mm-hmm. So really, and that's the sort of a stat I would have maybe associated with the West Coast.
You know who
will
help
all that? Not
Lachie Neal, he's a great defensive midfielder.
Is he?
No.
No, surprised me that tackle count, and especially when Freo at the moment are turning the ball over so much, they mostly are chasing ass.
Yeah,
so they should be tackling some ass as well.
All right, I got a couple. For
oh, okay, yeah, sure. So, I was just about loading my last.
Oh, there you go. I'll finish up.
Mundy's age is the only other bad one.
That's bad.
It's bad for me
because he's going so good.
He's going so good. He's 36 years old, 37 next season, 354 games, had the 15 goals this season, 117 clearances. He's our best player by a country mile at the moment with a fifey that's not quite fit. And unfortunately, he's our best player with only probably 22 games left in him. So that's the bad for Fremantle. They're going to have to find a bloke who can step up in the clearance work and with the polish to fill that Mundy void in 2023. And hope, you know, fingers crossed he stays fit for 2022. So the bad is, unfortunately, as good as he is, Mundy's age can't help that, can you, Tommy?
I got one for each quickly.
Shoot.
My good. Adam Chera had a great season, improved a heap. He's going to be a big player for you for the next 5 years,
get
Adam Chera.
Off my. Get,
he's the good.
Mate, sort it out, mate, because I know what you're trying to do here. You've heard me bat on about Freo for more than 3 minutes, then you realise, I better insert some sort of dominance into this podcast.
No, he was great. Had a great year, Adam Chera. Will be a great Freo player for the next decade, I reckon.
What's your next one, mate?
No, I've got one bad. The performance on the big stage against Geelong.
Yeah.
So you had Friday Night Footy, I think it was. Yeah. This is the big stage, chance to show off, and didn't go very...
Unfortunately, with the fixturing with Fremantle, I can't see us getting another Friday night fixture for a couple of years.
It's all gone. Hey, just before we move on to Unproven Footy Theories.
This is a good segment.
Breaking story.
Yeah, what do you got?
Grand final time confirmed. 5:15 on the Saturday.
It's never in the 15s, is it? That's the bounce?
Yeah, it's normally 10 past or 10 past
or 40 past.
Or 40 past, so 10 minutes past the half hour. Right. So 5:15 local, 7:15 Eastern, which means that, it'll be twilight game here. So the light should have just gone underneath the stand. So it'll be light, but there won't be any sun on the ground. And then by halftime, it'll be dark enough the lights will work for their halftime show.
That's that time of the day where actually... If you're in those particular spots of the ground, you actually can't see anything.
No, you should be okay. The light should be just underneath the top of the stands.
Thoughts on that initially, that initial impressions?
Good time. Works well for everybody. The best we could have hoped for. It needed to be somewhere in the night to show the standoff. And I think you get at least half the game plus the post-match with the lights going on.
Yeah.
As long as they don't do what they did in the game on Friday night, which was absolutely no light show. It was terrible. There was no entertainment. It lost half its buzz.
Right. Well, that'll help.
You got time to prep.
Performing at
half-time. Time to prep to see Eskimo Joe back in a couple of...
Yeah, I was going
to
say, the half-time...
Unproven Footy Theories.
Unproven Footy Theories. So, I got one for you. We mentioned before, though, I mentioned a few weeks ago, I think that Embers will present the Norm Smith medal.
Is that proven?
Not yet, but we should expect an announcement of who it is in the next 24 hours.
Exciting. Do you reckon it's still him, or are you gone cold on that?
I'm not sure.
Right.
But we'll know in the next 24 hours. But I can tell you who I think is going to present the Jock McHale medal.
Yeah, okay. And this is your unproven footy theory.
Unproven footy theory. John Worsfold will be announced to present the Jock McHale medal.
He's in Perth and good to go?
In Perth. I've joined some dots. The same. I think they're up to Paul Roos.
Right.
He's not here.
No.
Woosha. Made a couple of cheeky texts.
You did.
I just think it'll be Woosh.
Did you reply to those texts?
I didn't text him.
Oh, you didn't text him. No, you text people that you...
That's my unproven footy theory.
Good short, proven study. And we'll find out about that when?
I reckon within 24 hours.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Big day for the unproven footy theory segment. All right, can I hit you with mine?
Yeah.
Delisting today, a big delisting, a sad day for Keegan Brooksby.
Who's that?
Can anyone remember that bloke's name?
He played college football.
No, he was on the Eagles list,
wasn't he?
He was
point.
On the Eagles list.
Giants?
He started with the Suns.
Yeah.
He went to the Eagles, and then he's been sitting on Hawthorn's list. Okay. He's played 15 games over 6 seasons. He's basically everyone's fourth ruckman on the list in case that they need in case they all fall down.
Is he the only Keegan in the AFL?
Now you're really going unproven on me. I couldn't tell you, but probably there's not many Keegs. But he, interesting sort. He's about 30 years of age. Done absolutely nothing. He's played 15 games, only won the one game of football in that time. He's got a winning record of 6%. So he's no get, but I have a prediction that this man who's already played at 3 clubs and done absolutely diddly squat there,
he's going to go,
will be at the GWS Giants next season.
Taking over from Mummy.
Well, they might need, some other.
Well, they've only got him and Sproul, don't they, at the moment, the Giants, so. Somebody up.
Watch this space. He'll bob up. I'm saying GWS, but he'll bob up somewhere in the AFL system. He's too useless not to bob up somewhere.
You've always got mail, don't you? You've always got something. You private school boys just sniff around in WhatsApp groups.
Can't say no more, mate.
Just send the old, Christchurch back in there, just flinging those through.
Turn it up.
The boys are all connected with their dads and, you know, and know people that work for accountancy firms. Actually surprised that you're not a Melbourne supporter.
Oh, yeah, that's a low blow, Tommy. There's been plenty of those this episode, mate.
All right, that's it for the Western Huddle. We'll be back next week with our grand final teams. All roads lead to Optus 60,000 Friday night. And just a cheeky plug for our own station. Grand final tickets. You're going to jump on the 92.9 Triple M.
The 92.9 Triple M. What is it, last?
In breakfast.
Triple M's last band standing.
It's just a quiz.
But you've
just keep answering the questions right and you'll win a 4 tickets. Not bad.
You know what? You've just summed it up perfectly for us.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
That's a week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M Perth.